Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with TG Watkins. He's the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading. Now, TG, I've talked a lot in the last couple weeks about this rotation trade that has been happening a lot on the back of some of this better news for vaccines. And we're seeing lagging sectors, small sectors, really these non-COVID names. That's where that money is rotating into. But I've been talking more general about this rotation. Let's dive into some of the actual stocks and some of the sectors that you are playing, starting with the electric vehicle space. You and I had talked about a couple stocks. That NIO stock has been one. We've talked about Tesla. These stocks continue to perform nicely. You look at NIO, that is INO on the NYSE, that is just continuing to move to all-time highs month after month. It keeps on breaking out. And Tesla, just after the news last week, that is also sitting at, I think it's an all-time high or right around an all-time high from that 502 level that it touched back at the tail end of August. Overall, though, EV space continues to look very strong. Where exactly are you playing and how sustainable do you think this run is?
Yeah, this has been really, really insane that you can see the IWM has been responding the most to it because all the names that need a vaccine are basically there. The S&P has been generally going sideways and not too bad, just kind of pulling back at this point. And then it's actually the NASDAQ that seems to be handling things the worst because, well, this is kind of an anti-COVID sector rotation. And the NASDAQ is the one that did the best during the COVID issue because we could all work from home and all this online stuff. Well, I think it was just a matter of time until this vaccine was to come out. And so all the gains, all the profits that have been made in the NASDAQ and all these big tech names and COVID names are now starting to go into names that have just been percolating and just waiting for something like this to come across. And they are absolutely on fire. I managed to get myself into a pretty good vein of great stocks because I started seeing these EV names and then crypto and then some of the other stuff. And I have made so much money in the last 10 days. It's unbelievable. And then the people who subscribe to me, the Moxie subscribers, which you guys can come over and check out at profitpilot.com. It's profit-pilot.com. And I'm actually going to be doing a webinar talking about these sectors and what's going on. I think on the 30th, just because there's so much that's happening and I want to show people how I've just been absolutely killing it in this market. We've had names like AYRO going up 180%. IDEX is up 170%. NIO, I'm up 140% from my original entry. Like Workhorse has been going up. Plug Power has been going crazy. Blink, it has doubled in a couple days. FUV has just been going insane. It's crazy to see what has been happening here, and it's all across the board as far as EVs, electric generation or electric, you know, because all these EV names, they need to pay ways to distribute the power and power chargers and stations. And I mean, there's just a whole network. I can't even say enough of what's going on here, and we've just been absolutely killing it. So exciting.
So it doesn't even sound like it's a stock-specific play. This really is just be sure that you're in this general sector because everything's moving higher.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, the latest one today was DPW. I don't even know anything about it. I had some people asking me this morning, and then I went to go look at it, and apparently they're going to be putting EV chargers in popular places like burger joints and whatever. It gapped up this morning. It gapped up 37%. And then from that 37%, it is now up 91%. So from yesterday, I'm looking at it right now, from yesterday, it's up 158% in one single day. And like from yesterday, it's up 160%. Now, this is all craziness. This is like the dot-com era, bubblicious, all that kind of whatever. But you know what? We're here to trade. We're here to catch the momentum and the swings. And when stuff like this is going on, you just go for it.
So with the EV space, though, does it have anything to do with the vaccine? Or is this more a government-focused thing, almost tying into some of these alternative energies, like solar, that has just continued to scream higher?
Well, yeah, you're right. So I know we kind of started with the whole vaccine thing because I will say there are names like Gogo that are starting to move because airlines are doing well. Think about the whole hotels, cruise lines, airlines, casinos, entertainment, like EB, which is, let me look this up, Eventbrite. You know, it has been popping ever since the news of the vaccine. It went up 70%. So yes, there are a lot of names that are really, really taking off because of the vaccine. Then the whole thing about the electric car stuff, well, you know, Tesla paved the way, NIO paved the way. NIO just had earnings and they beat all of their expectations and their production numbers and all this stuff, and so they're doing well. And then I don't know, but my guess, my speculation is I wonder if this is because of maybe the new Biden administration coming in, and they've been big proponents of talking about the Green New Deal or things related to it, and saying we're going to be pushing for electric vehicles or alternative fuels or alternative renewable resources, renewable energy. And then you see things like California is putting in a law. I don't even know if it's enacted or not, or if it's just being talked about, but a law that no new internal combustion engine cars can be sold in California starting at 2030. So there is a huge push, and there are a lot of big manufacturers that are jumping on board. And for whatever reason, it's happening right now.
Well, we also have to consider just how well the markets have done after that pandemic shutdown and how much money flew into these markets, right? And now it's rotating into these other sectors, because we're not seeing big moves in the broad averages, but we're seeing big moves in individual sectors. It really leaves the question, though, how sustainable is this? When is or has there been enough money to flow into these sectors that in some cases are very new, in other cases have been around for a while but have just lagged?
Well, as with anything, you know, these things can really just explode and then fade again. There are going to be names that, you know, maybe someday they get on the S&P just like Tesla got on the S&P. There are other ones that are going to go bankrupt, and there are other names that just are going to go nowhere. Again, think of the dot-com era, to where there were so many companies that had no earnings, no revenue, no nothing, and they were purely being driven based on this idea of what's going on and all these internet companies, and now we have all these car electric vehicle companies. So choose wisely, ride them for what they're worth. If they start to roll over, get out, because we're not here to invest in the long term. Find the ones like NIO and Tesla that are going to be around if you want to invest, not just trade them, and then we just take it for what it's worth. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's not going to necessarily be here to last. But what I can tell you is a lot of these charts look really good. A lot of them look like they've been basing for quite some time. And right now is the time. There's a lot of volume that's going into them. And so, you know, if you've kind of missed some of these moves right now, wait for a pullback and then find the next opportunity. But it sure does look like there's plenty to go around. Just you're going to have to catch the normal ebbs and flows of the market.
So I have the weekly NIO chart open here, and you mentioned, you know, watch these stocks, note if they do start rolling over. When you see a stock that has just exploded like NIO has, what would concern you about some sort of pullback or flat out rollover simply because there's just a lot of air on this chart?
Yeah, there is. And honestly, with NIO, I don't have too much of a concern. They really are a pretty good company. They're legitimate. They've been beating their numbers. They're the Tesla of China, and they're doing great. The question really just kind of, the company's fine. The question comes from the chart standpoint of, well, when is too vertical? When is parabolic an issue? And that's just going to be a chart situation. I've heard a lot of people say NIO to $300, and we're at 54 right now, so it could be the next kind of Amazon idea. But within that, Amazon went up and went down and went up and went down, so you just got to know how to trade charts. That's why you have people like me guiding hundreds of people into trades like this, making, I got to say, like gobs of money in the last 10 days. It's been absolutely incredible. I think I am up now 70%+ in my account trading just stock in 10 days. This is unbelievable for me. And I've got all the Moxie subscribers following along. But yeah, just when things get extended, take them off and set your stops. And so if anything rolls over too quickly, you're out. And then you can always get back in once things settle out and start to track again. It's just normal chart behavior at this point.
Yeah, well, and it's riding a bull market, right? Riding that rotation trade. But You are correct. You need to watch these positions closely, especially when you have that much of a profit, because you don't want it to correct drastically, almost just as fast as it went up, potentially for NEO, but we'll see where it goes from there. Let's also talk about the crypto space, because Bitcoin has been performing very well. Bitcoin was performing very well this morning, but has since rolled over. But still, you look at Bitcoin, it's over 18,000, closing in on these all-time highs. What's your outlook for Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies?
Well, I've been kind of doing some historical studying with Bitcoin, and another one that I like to trade is Riot. And if we look back at about December 2017, I trade GBTC, which is the ETF of Bitcoin, and so that's how I can get it on my charts, because I don't actually trade the coin itself. And you got to keep in mind that back in late 2017, Bitcoin had its parabolic run. It went straight up. And right now, we are at about halfway up that thing. So I don't know if this means that we're going to get bigger than what it was before, but I wouldn't be surprised if we get to where it was before. And the same thing is if you look at Riot and you look at where Riot is right now, like today, and you think, and if you looked at it just today in a vacuum, you're like, wow, that thing is really up there and really steep. And, you know, now I'm getting nervous with all this stuff. But if you look at Riot back in late 2017, it is like just beginning. Like you can't even see where today's move is compared to where the move was back in 2017. Right now we're at $7 on Riot, and Riot went up to $45. Now, granted, that's crazy, but what I'm saying is I think it paves the way for what is potential. And if you look at the weekly and the monthly charts, the volume that was in Riot on that was large. But if you look at how much volume that there is coming into Riot now and for the last 7-8 months, it swamps it. There is so much volume coming into this stuff. It's crazy.
Well, that's because there's so much money in the system, right? There's that much money that was created and needs to find somewhere to go. And quite frankly, tech and the pandemic names just aren't of interest right now.
That is a possibility, but there might be a little bit more to this. Why are people investing in crypto and Bitcoin and blockchain and stuff? Why is gold not doing anything? Maybe there is something going on with this. You know, again, this is not my forte, but just kind of putting out some questions there. With all this money being printed, what does happen to fiat currency? What happens to the dollar since we just printed trillions of it? What happens if we're in so much debt like this? What happens if, I don't know, what if we're not the standard currency in the world anymore? People are looking at alternative currencies, and blockchain, Riot, Bitcoin might be that. And it's starting to have a resurgence. And maybe it is because of the things that the Fed has done because of the pandemic. Who knows?
Yeah, well, who knows? But everyone is also looking ahead to some sort of other stimulus, but we'll see what that stimulus package actually looks like. And fact of the matter is, it's interesting to see money staying within these markets and picking up on some of the lagging sectors, which is important there. EV space doing well, alternative energy doing well, and cryptos continuing to do well. Let's see if the rollover in Bitcoin today is a signal of maybe a top being formed or a short-term top, but I don't know, man. It's been a pretty impressive chart. So I guess overall, good trading so far, TG, but you and I will follow up in a couple weeks and we'll see how sustainable some of these trades have been. Please keep me up to date on all your trades. I will post a link where people can follow along with what you are trading and what you're sharing with your subscribers. So
yes,
we'll chat again in another couple weeks, TG. Thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Corey.